is Free Talk Live. You are listening to the live Sunday night edition. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Mark.
We welcome you to the show as we kick off hour three. We'd love to hear from you at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free call-in line. And would like to also remind you about amp.freetalklive.com. AMP is a program that stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's an easy way to help out Free Talk Live. If you like what we do, you can send us $3 a month. I mean, that's really low. It's about the price of a cup of coffee, but it really helps us out because when a lot of people do it, Ian can use that money to advertise, market, and promote the show.
Also, you get some perks. There's
How could I forget?
AMP only podcast that doesn't have any commercial interruptions.
Mm-hmm. There's the AMP only video feed for the cam. No, just kidding. don't they wish?
They'd like that. Yeah, and you know, there's other perks to the AMP program.
All right. Well, Mark, let's go right to the calls. We've got a lot of people who want to comment tonight. Alex is listening in Asheville, North Carolina. Alex, are you here?
I'm good. Yeah, I'm doing good. How are you guys doing tonight?
Wonderful. Yeah, what's on your mind?
Good. Just some theories are kind of floating around out there. I kind of want to hear you guys' thoughts on it.
Okay. Thinking
about some certain, I guess his own questionable theories about, this guy Holmes over in Colorado, the shooting.
Yeah.
His behavior didn't add up. There are questions, he's a medical student in the science department. What's he doing? How do you go from that position of education to what happened? Things like,
Alex, I've heard some people speculate that he was involved in he was a graduate student actually in neuroscience, but he was studying at a medical school. So not exactly the same thing as a medical student. I just know cause I'm in that field. So I wanted to clear that up, but people were speculating that since he's in the field of neuroscience, he was participating in a government mind control, experiment that got horribly awry. And, I've heard that. I am pretty skeptical of that. I think it would be really difficult to control someone's mind based on what I know about neuroscience. And also from what I've heard of those theories about government mind control programs, part of it is supposed to include that they kill themselves at the end, and he didn't do that. So,
well, that's what's fine. Yeah, that's what I find odd is that of all these mass killings that's happening, like in universities and places like around America lately, past 10 years or so, they always take a life, but this one, he didn't. And what's he doing with, $15,000 or $20,000 worth of weapons and gear? How does an unemployed student, how does he afford that much?
Well, it wouldn't be out of this world to think that the FBI or some other agency might have, provided somebody with weapons and training. They've certainly tried, to set up terrorist attacks.
College students really have a great deal of access to, interest-free loans, too, so that's just as possible.
True.
Yeah, but that's kind of odd for a student to, for one person.
It's odd for anybody to go and shoot up a theater.
Yeah.
Well,
I think you can save up and afford certain things, especially if you kind of live on the cheap. He's making probably $25,000 a year.
I think what's interesting is that, they don't have, it's a person who went in anonymously. I mean, it could just as easily be somebody. Somebody takes a dupe in there. They drop the guy off by the car. He's a babbling idiot, and they go in. They do the crime. They depart from the scene, and then this guy's there in the same gear because his face was covered by a gas mask. I think that's interesting.
Wait a minute. It played on that right there. What if this was staged just in time for the?
Hello,
Alex.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
Sorry, your phone cut out for a moment. Can you repeat what you just said?
Just leading up what he said, if they drop, saying running with this situation, if they drop him off a babbling idiot, that situation, what if this was staged, just in time for the vote for the UN Small Arms Treaty?
They say that.
People have been speculating that. Yeah,
I just don't think that the UN Small Arms Treaty has any kind of legs. But, maybe. Who knows? The one thing I can tell you is that it'll never be provable. It will never make a difference in American society. I think that tragedies do happen. Maybe this is one of those tragedies. And false flag situations happen, too. I just don't think it's possible to know.
And we can always oppose things like the Small Arms Treaty on principle, that it's not okay for some huge, like, world governmental kind of agency to come and impose laws on people. It's not okay to take away people's natural right to self-defense and things like that.
Right. I think I'd just go back to that point when I heard that the amount of money that was valued at the gear and the weapons he had, you know, with him being unemployed and a medical student, yeah, I just find it hard to believe, you know, how does one, I mean, even someone who's maybe a hunter, I don't know many guys who have $20,000 worth of, you know, gear and weapons, you know, of that nature. They're especially being unemployed.
I know a few, but,
yeah. Unemployed? You know. How do they get that kind of $20,000? I think I'll be buying food and maybe a
People's
car.
People's situations, oh. I mean, sometimes they get an inheritance, sometimes they, you know, gamble.
College students
knows?
Are largely unemployed.
Maybe he was prostituting himself or selling drugs. Who knows?
If you look into that, you should find out more about that. I mean, an unemployed medical student having $20,000 worth of military gear, that's just kind of odd. That's kind of a red flag to me.
Yeah. And Alex, thanks for the call tonight and your thoughts. It's interesting. You never know people's personal financial situations, but he seemed at least, you know, if this was him and everything designing this whole plot, he seemed to have really thought it out and at least had the intelligence to do that. So who knows? He could have been very resourceful and somehow come up with the money. I'm not really sure.
It's all very bizarre stuff. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's hard to say.
All right. Let's go to Gary all the way from Hong Kong. Gary, are you with us? Gary, can you hear me? Gary in Hong Kong.
It's a big delay
going
from
once.
Hong Kong.
That's to go all the way around the world.
But no.
All right, I'm going to put Gary on hold, and we'll try him back later if he's listening. Let's go to Pat, listening in Norfolk, Virginia. Pat, are you with us?
Hey, I'm Joe. How are you guys doing today?
Wonderful. Welcome, and what's on your mind?
Look, I was wondering about this. I'm in Washington State, and
I thought you were in Norfolk,
really?
Virginia.
Well, I am, but I'm originally from Washington State. And,
okay.
There was an Amtrak train that went off the tracks in Woodland, Washington.
When was this?
Three days ago, and I ain't heard no more about it. I mean,
it's eclipsed by the big news story.
Well, was there bad weather or?
I don't know, but Google does.
Do you know any details about it, Pat, other than that there was a train that went off the tracks?
That was the last I heard on ABC News. That was the last I heard.
All right. Well, if we have a chance, we'll do some investigation. And thanks, Pat, for the call. Maybe we'll see if we can get back to Gary in Hong Kong. Gary, let's try you again. Hi, Gary. We couldn't hear you the first time. Good. Glad you're with us.
Hear me. I'm sorry. I'm here.
No problem. I'm glad you're with us now. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, I probably share the same feeling as other expats who have been abroad, and I've been over here about 20 years.
In Hong Kong.
A long time. And, you know, when this thing about the TSA and Homeland Security was first dreamed of or came out, I read a report that it was initiated through the Bush administration by an East German Stasi named Martin Wolf.
What was dreamed of? I mean, wait a second. What was dreamed up of with the TSA?
The idea of Homeland Security.
But, I mean, didn't they have, they already had people checking people going into airplanes, and basically all they did was took the people that were checking people into airplanes, nationalized them in the sense that they gave them government.
These body scanners and these people at the airports, and we don't have that over here, you know?
Oh, sure. I mean, mm-hmm. You know, there's lots of places that don't have those things. But, I mean, they had metal detectors before, and they mostly had metal detectors up until relatively recently. The body scanners are pretty new.
Yeah. Well, you know, it seems to me that there's a lot of Americans here, and including me, and we have this uneasy feeling about returning because of these kind of things, because it seems like nobody bothers with that here, and we tend to walk around a little bit more freer, and things seem to be a bit more relaxed, you know.
Do you consider Hong Kong to be more free than the United States?
Well, in some respect, yes, in some respect, no. I mean,
I'd like to find out why it's not, because...
Hold on. Gary, please hold your thoughts. I'd like to talk more with you about this.
Hong Kong's been rated the freest place in America...
Freest place in the world
economically, and I want to find out more.
Yeah, some of the social freedoms, not so sure about, but clearly Gary likes it. And if you have thoughts, 855-453, it's Free Talk Live, and there's more coming up.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563. 1-800-525-2563.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. July 20th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,578.90. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,618.64, $809.32 for a half ounce, or $404. $4.66 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,618.64, $809.32, and $404.66.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And you customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. This is Stephanie.
And this is Mark.
We'd love to hear from you tonight at 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live is a show where you can call about anything you want, anything that's on your mind. And we do love to hear from our listeners. We've been talking with Gary in Hong Kong about reasons why Hong Kong might be potentially freer than the U.S. But first, Mark has a word for us.
Sickle CAI, they sponsor our phone lines, and the principal over there, one of the principals, Jason Osborne, is a big supporter of Liberty, a big supporter of Free Talk Live, and, we're grateful to him. If you have a company and need to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, SACL CAI can do that. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page.
All right, thanks, Mark. And let's go back to Gary in Hong Kong. Gary, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. Thank you.
Great. Okay, so tell us about... Mark was asking before we went to the break, you know, what are some reasons that Hong Kong might be freer than the U.S., and what are some things that you think are maybe less free?
Well, I think in respect of, like, the security issues, like the army on the streets and all that, that's not permitted here. You know, the army, where the old British barracks used to be at Stanley, the Chinese army stay there. They're not allowed out on the street at all, and that's one respect that you could say, but...
Okay.
The
By the way,
hand,
I have a question, Gary. You said that you left the U.S. about 20 years ago. Have you been back to visit since then?
Actually, it was long before that because I was in the Navy, and then when I got out, I came back to this region where I had served. You know.
Gotcha.
Have
you visited?
It goes back a lot further.
Okay, so have you visited the U.S. recently? That's what I want to know. If you've experienced things like the TSA and.
I did have that problem in Seattle and was profiled and handcuffed
placed
in the waiting room for no reason while they went away in these whispering sessions and came back and finally let me go after ripping my bag apart and not replacing it.
What did they profile you for?
You know, you see what I mean? And we just don't have that here.
What did you get profiled for? I mean, what did they pick you out of the lineup for some reason?
I was on my way to Vancouver. And I had been in Taiwan for a little while, and I put on the card Taiwan, and they thought I said Thailand, so they were looking for somebody who was a pedophile or something like that. So they grabbed my computer and took it away and handcuffed me to a chair, and they said, "Oh, you're not under arrest because it's only one handcuff, and here's a bottle of water. Thanks for playing."
Wow.
And maybe an hour later, they came and let me go, and the detective came back a few hours later and said, "We didn't find anything on your computer." And I said, "I didn't think you would." And then they let me go on my way, and I missed my flight and had to take a new flight to Canada and all that. And I was just so disgusted by the way they behaved, you know?
Yeah, I bet you were.
Damn, yeah.
So about, how is Hong Kong... You say they're more free because there's not the military on the streets, but we don't really have the military on the streets in the United States generally either. So, are you saying that the police are less militarized?
Everywhere, you know?
What's that?
The military exercises going on.
Yeah, but I don't see them.
Oh, I see.
If you live someplace like New Hampshire, yeah.
I mean, Hong Kong's really a much smaller place. I've seen convoys of military vehicles going down the road, but never in my neighborhood have soldiers been popping in and out of houses. So I'm trying to quantify the differences because I know that.
I'm not trying to say that it's completely freer. I'm just saying in some respects because, like, here they. Like, here you can't own a gun unless you belong to a gun club, and you have to pay a lot of money to belong to a gun club. And
That's interesting.
It's sort of the British elite that have stayed behind that belong to those, you know?
Interesting.
Is that handguns? I mean, can you carry a handgun on you?
Yeah, they have a shooting range, like $3,000 or $4,000 a year,
mm-hmm.
and you have to leave the gun there.
Okay, so by owning a gun, you mean you can keep it somewhere.
You can't keep it at home, you know.
Keep it in your smoking jacket.
Right. You can't carry a gun on you concealed or something.
Another case of protesters on the bridge between here and China that were holding up a banner and protesting in the case where it's not as free. They allowed those protesters to be pulled across the border and thrown in jail for 24 hours and then let go just to teach them a lesson that they shouldn't be out on the street doing that. But people still hear protests and march on the street and they get angry.
Interesting. So there are protests in Hong Kong. You probably should just stay away from the bridge to China, right?
So why did they get put in a Chinese jail for 24 hours? Why are there jails on Hong Kong?
Well, there are, but they were just, I think the police were just cooperating because they didn't like those protesters anyway, and they were just turning a blind eye, because actually that's an international border, and what they did was illegal.
Sort of an international border. I mean, China's kind of in control of Hong Kong.
You have to have a passport to get across.
You have to have a passport to get across?
Oh, yeah. On the Hong Kong side, you just use your ID to go through.
Okay.
But when you get to the China side, you have to have a visa and a passport.
And it's a lot easier to do business in Hong Kong if you want to set up a business. I mean, you know, it's supposed to be a much more economically free place than the United States, but I've heard that some of the social freedoms are different.
The limits on daily amounts of money are much higher, you know.
I've heard organized crime is really heavy in Hong Kong, too.
Yeah, the triads operate pretty heavily around in my neighborhood.
So do you, when, I just wonder, as the average American who's looking for more freedom, I think it's very difficult to find that place in the world where one can go and be free. I mean, this has been a conversation going on here on Free Talk Live for years.
I'm very interested in this.
And I just don't, I wonder where this place is, because for one thing, if you get popped off into a place where you don't speak English, suddenly you're not free in the way that you can't communicate with people.
It's hard to express yourself,
You know, when you go to China, I always call it a Borg cube. You get assimilated into this situation where everybody thinks the same and everybody has the same opinion. But if you have a dissenting opinion, you might disappear or something, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's unlikely you'll disappear in the United States. You have to really push your opinion, like, say, in the area of WikiLeaks. A couple of those guys have had some big difficulties. But, you know, I mean, you're talking about a few people out of a population of 300 million, so the average person keeps their head down.
So, Gary, what are some of the things that you would like to do but you can't legally do in Hong Kong?
Or you can't culturally do? Owning a firearm, maybe, or just being free to go to a shooting range at a lower cost of money.
Yeah,
that's the main thing right there that I think people should value. But
isn't it largely crime free there? I mean,
it's like largely crime free, and there's no problem. You know, you see a lot of Muslims walking around, and they have mosques here, and you see a lot of different people from different countries and India and religions and stuff, and everybody seems to mingle together, and they all seem to get along with each other. There doesn't seem to be much of a problem as far as that goes, and the crime rate is very low. You hear these occasional cases of rape and murder, but they're very, very low, very low crime rate.
How about racial relations? I mean, you know, to a certain extent, there, you could argue that
the Americans are mixed in with the Chinese. They have Chinese families, and you know,
so that there seems to be a lot of acceptance. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, there's a lot of acceptance towards that, except for the older generation, maybe, that don't like it, but they can't say much. And prostitution is very open. It's not illegal, but I guess what's illegal about it is if they come from China and they don't have work permits and things, you know, and they get mad for that, but they're
illegal aliens.
All right, Gary. Well, thanks for your thoughts and your perspective tonight. It's always interesting to hear about something else around the other side of the world.
Picking the expat's brain.
He's probably listening to the morning show over there. It's quite a large time
difference.
Coming
to you in the morning.
And this is Free Talk Live. You can call in at 855-450-FREE. Stay tuned. There's more coming up. We'll talk about the hot dog stand.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now, Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com. Fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
He takes on the ruling class.
Fabian for Liberty.
He offers piercing political analysis.
Fabian for Liberty.
He's on the front lines of restoring the Republic.
Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty. Spelled F-A-B-I-A-N. The number 4, Liberty. Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty.
Subscribe now for weekly updates on the Fabian for Liberty YouTube channel. Helping humanity prepare in uncertain times. FabianForLiberty.com, the next generation of alternative media.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to the show. You are listening to Free Talk Live. It's Stephanie with you.
And Mark.
And 855-450-FREE is our number tonight. 855-450-3733, where you can call and bring up anything that's on your mind. Mark, I wanted to talk to you about this hot dog stand that got shut down. You know, one of the things that we discuss a lot on Free Talk Live is government and how it infringes on everybody's lives. And how, you know, you're really not free to try to do something like support yourself by making voluntary exchanges with other people. There really are a lot of people who want to get in the middle of those voluntary transactions and take from whatever you're trading with that other person so they can get a cut. And those are usually called government.
Yeah, indeed. And it brings up a whole bunch of interesting problems. Let me read the story here real quick. Mm-hmm. On Tuesday, as a young entrepreneur was downtown, it's in Holland City, Michigan, setting up a hot dog cart, he helped buy with the $1,200 saved from mowing lawns and shoveling snow, got an unpleasant surprise, courtesy of City Hall. Dasinski was told by city officials that his cart was in violation of a Holland zoning law that protects existing food businesses downtown against competition from mobile food vendors, and he would have to cease operation immediately.
Oh, wow. So this is an example of how the established businesses love regulations because, yeah, you know, they can deal with them. They can get around them, no problem, once they're already established. But for the new guy on the block, the new person who's coming around trying to offer maybe a different product so that consumers have more options or they have more price choices, you know, they can choose to buy a cheaper hot dog instead of going to a sit-down restaurant and paying a lot more money. In this case, they've used the government to prohibit the competition from coming into.
And this isn't the end of the story at all. It was a shocker for Dusinski, the 13-year-old, who, along with his parents, thought that he had jumped properly through all the licensing and permitting hoops with the city and county. He had been a vendor during tulip time and was setting up his hot dog stand on a privately owned parking lot at Reliable Sports on River Avenue. They specifically told us 2 days before that we could set up there and gave us a license specifically for Reliable Sports, he said. How hard is it to sell a hot dog? Wondered a dejected Dusinski, who has since put up a for sale sign on his hot dog cart.
Aww.
So, you know, like, try to get the clarity on this. Is the incompetent rubes down at City Hall, and this happens all the time, give you the information that, oh, yeah, this will be fine, you can do that. They get, you know, they'll sell you the permits, because I'm sure they didn't refund this kid his permit.
Right. No, they didn't.
Right. And,
and they actually told him he could go ahead, everything's fine, you're all set.
If he loses money on this hot dog cart, they're not going to refund him that. So he put all this time and energy into setting this up, and then the first day he goes out there, somebody says, whoa, no way, you can't do this, private lot or not. I mean,
seriously,
there are businesses around here, and they don't like you selling hot dogs.
He should just go back to mowing lawns and shoveling driveways. That's at least probably under the table.
It's a lot harder work.
Yeah, it is. It's for sure.
So, I mean, you know, it's
but it's going to drive him to that, you know, when he can't set up his hot dog stand. He thought he'd jump through all the hoops that he needed to jump through, and then they're like, no, sorry, can't do it.
These laws are Byzantine. Nobody can understand them. They can't find them. They don't know how to look for them.
Yeah.
You know, you can't check some bureaucrat's word when they say yes or when they say no. You just
got to
take whatever they say as fact.
I'm sure nobody would be held responsible for this because everybody will say, well,
somebody's wrong, right? Somebody gave this kid bad information. What if the person who tried to shut him down was wrong?
Yeah.
You know, if he would have said, now I'm going to stay here until I'm, you know, this is where it gets all so complicated, really. This is America where a 13-year-old can't sell a hot dog?
Yeah.
and if a 13-year-old can do it, why can't the rest of us? You know, I could see what their complaint was, you know, on a sidewalk, even though many hot dog vendors sell on sidewalks. But, I mean, it needs
to be
relatively clear.
That's the whole point of having a food cart.
Yeah, it really, I mean, the
whole paragraph about the existing restaurants not wanting him to be there, that says it all, you know, because it's very powerful when established businesses hook up with the government to prohibit people from joining into the marketplace.
Yep, and it's just the city wanting its cut. In this case, it got its cut, and the kid doesn't get to sell the hot dogs. And
how discouraging!
Right. They explained in the Mary Ruart's book, Healing Our World, is knocking the bottom rungs out of the ladder of success.
So it's really hard for people to get into business, and it discourages people, because if you have to go through all this trouble to start your own business and to be self-sufficient, to be an entrepreneur, I can see why a lot of people just say, screw it, I'll just be an employee. I'll just work for someone else.
How many times does Dusinski have to get the kick in the gut to say to himself, at 13 years old, to say to himself, you know what, it's just easier to work on your own.
Mm-hmm.
I've felt this way. As a person who's had, you know, more than one business, and Free Talk Live is my business, but I've had more than one, and, you know, when you're in business, failure is the likelihood. But what do they say? 4 out of 5 businesses fail in the first 5 years.
I thought it was 90%.
I don't know. Somebody always spits some number at you. But
like most fail.
I can remember being in a business that was failing and saying to myself, you know what, I just want to get a job. Just get a job where I can go every day, earn a paycheck, and I don't need to deal with this.
Yeah.
Because it's really, really discouraging. This kid worked all winter for this money, and now it's all tied up in a hot dog cart that they won't let him use that they said that he could use. He checked on it. He jumped through their hoops.
Who's
going to
buy it?
It's not like he just bought a hot dog cart and set up, even though I don't have a problem with that either.
Yeah. Yeah, we should be able to. But, yeah, who's going to buy his hot dog cart now that they know that it's illegal to sell downtown?
Right. It's going to be a heck of a difficult thing to sell in Holland City here. Or is it Holland? I'm not sure. It's Holland, Michigan.
I saw in this article that he and his parents had sort of done this together and made it like a family business. And they even got insurance and they set up a DBA.
Oh, yeah.
They incorporated.
They were doing everything.
Yeah. They got a permit. And because Douglas Johnson is a lawyer, I guess that's the dad, they were confident that his age wouldn't be an issue because the law allows children to work for a family business.
Mm. See, I mean, these people went through the hoops and then they just shut him down. This guy's a lawyer. This is a lawyer that's getting shut down. How can anybody know all these rules?
Yeah.
I mean, I just, I don't know how you're supposed to be successful in the United States any longer.
Right.
It's just so difficult. You have to slip inside the cracks. This 13-year-old only wants to work.
Mm-hmm.
And when you take that away from somebody, when you take that away from a society, because they didn't do this to one 13-year-old. They did this to everybody. And they continually do it. Just because you don't see it every day doesn't mean it's not getting done. The bottom rungs are out of the ladder of success, and they have been out. Just because this kid thought that he was going to step on one of them and it found out it wasn't there doesn't mean that it's suddenly there when, you know, when people aren't trying to step on it. It's happening all the time. The, you know, people in this country are sadly being turned into a nation of employees. You know, I mean, the big corporations
government
don't want
loves
you.
That.
Yeah, the
so
big
corporations tax your W-2s and all that stuff.
The big corporations that own these politicians, they don't want you to have an entrepreneurial spirit.
No.
That's not valuable to them.
No. You know, it's interesting because when I've gone to other countries, you know, namely I'm thinking of Mexico, I can remember walking down the boardwalk along the beach and every few feet, there is a cart with somebody selling food. Now, granted, some of it may not be the, you know, safest to eat, I guess. You might get a little bit sick if you eat some of it. But most of it's perfectly fine.
Sure.
And those people didn't really have many costs to entry, except maybe getting a cart where they could get set up and sell their food from.
Right.
Or in some cases, maybe building one or something like that, if they're really, you know, starting from the bottom. But in the U.S., I barely ever see food trucks anymore and
carts.
In
New York City, you'll see a lot of them.
Uh-huh.
And somehow or another, those businesses, those restaurants in New York City manage to make a living, too. The bricks and mortar restaurants manage to make a living, too. Because not only do you want to be able to buy a hot dog while you walk down the street, frankly, I wouldn't buy, you know, it'd be a rare day that I'd be buying a hot dog on the streets of New York. But, I mean, they have these fresh fruit carts.
Yep.
And they have all, and I certainly, every time I go, I stop off and get some
fruit. What about ice cream trucks?
Yep, they've got those too.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean,
ice cream trucks, I often think they're a front, you know, for something. I don't know exactly what, but yeah.
Well, there's the Twisted Metal game series. Are you familiar with this?
Where no.
One of the main characters is a twisted clown that drives an ice cream truck. So I mean, it has that. But I think that that's just people that have, you know, weird clown phobias that they've created for themselves personally.
A lot of people are afraid of clowns, and if you're afraid of clowns, you can call us at
855-453.
I do.
Dumb weird phobias. Man up.
Oh my, it's Free Talk Live. There's more coming up.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
We've all heard the phrase, "Don't judge a book by its cover." A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel Milk, the best-kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault with 20 seed varieties, Tattler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to the show. It's Free Talk Live. We're into the last segment of tonight's program, but never fear, you can still get your call in, probably, if you make it quick, at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, the SACL CAI toll-free line. And, you know, the archive of tonight's program, just like all the other archives of Free Talk Live, will be available very shortly after the program, less than an hour usually after the show it's posted. So if you missed a moment, if you called in tonight and you want to share the show, it's right there for you up on the front page of Free Talk Live and on the SoundCloud feed at Free Talk Live, soundcloud.com/freetalklive.
A lot of people like to, you know, when they make a telephone call to Free Talk Live, they like to go back and listen to themselves and, you know, what was said afterwards. And that's a great thing about the archives, too.
Yeah, I think it helps improve if you're interested in that sort of thing.
Maybe if you're interested in improvement.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe if you want to get over your fear of clowns. Mark and I were just talking about some of the most ridiculous phobias during the break, or that we thought were ridiculous. I'm sure they're not ridiculous to the people who actually experienced them, but did you know that there are people who are afraid of chopsticks, Mark?
No. I'm not going to give credence to this stuff. Is there a fear of pathetic phobias?
There is one that says, I'm looking at phobialist.com. There is one that says counterphobia, the preference by a phobic for fearful situations.
What's that mean?
Like they want to be scared. They want to experience their phobia. I don't know.
Mm.
Anyway, we do have some calls on the line, so I want to make sure we talk to these people, these fine people. Let's talk to Gilbert in South America. Gilbert?
Hey, how you doing?
Wonderful. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I can verify, yes, there's lots of ambulant merchants down here. Mm-hmm. And I think that one of the things the authorities are doing here are inventing a rite of passage for pedestrians so that they can begin to clamp down on it.
So a rite of passage for pedestrians or vendors?
The right to pass. Well,
the rite of passage for the pedestrians, so that the vendors are deemed a hassle, a nuisance, and they, mm-hmm. you know, they stir up resentment that they're there, even though people are convenienced by the fact that they can buy things conveniently and very cheaply. And so it's a tactic. You begin to notice the tactic as they invent a rite of pedestrian passage in areas where, for decades, merchants have been selling things.
Now, yeah. Are there situations where people set up their stuff and it's one person's body length through there because there's two people on either sides of the sidewalk or whatever?
It's a little bit, but I don't think it's that bad. That happens on holidays, when there's a lot of people going through because it's a holiday,
mm-hmm.
And now they've put away some streets so that they're just for bike riding or something like that on a holiday. So, of course, more people brings out the merchants to sell them. And that's mm-hmm. one of the reasons people go to those areas is to be able
sure.
to walk and buy things. So,
Gilbert, I have a question for you. Are you an American expat?
Yeah. I'm teaching English here.
Oh, cool. Do you want to say whereabouts in South America you are?
I'm in Bogota.
Okay.
Colombia.
Cool. And so are you liking it there?
Oh, I love it. Yeah, no, it's great. And I think it's eye-opening to see kind of the stages. In the U.S., we used to have the peddlers, and they had the propaganda against the peddlers. So you had all the anti-peddling laws, so the direct selling companies mm-hmm. that used to be popular in the U.S., went down,
mm-hmm.
and here I see like a propaganda with the ambulant merchants, they call them, and so I think there's a concerted propaganda effort to stigmatize these people, and then you make the laws and the rules to
sure.
get rid of them.
You have to demonize them first in order to have any success. Now, let me ask you this. You're in Colombia, and mm-hmm. what would you say the comparison is there to America as far as freedom goes? Because America is the freest country in the world is what we're told, but I wonder what the experience is on the ground.
Well, I see here that they're definitely trying to become, South Florida. I mean, they're doing very well to follow the past laws that mimic the United States.
Mm.
I think, ironically, to the degree that the common man, ignores the government, that's the healthy part. Of
right.
course, people here want to see, or the elite at least, I think, want to see it become more of a kind of an Anglo-Saxon, follow the rules type of society. And
yeah.
part of the flavor, especially when you travel around the world, of different societies and different cultures, is to the degree that they aren't following our old rules back home. It's like that's the part that's interesting. I mean, that's where you get your festivals and your celebrations and the street vendor food and everything. That's a part of that not being so sanitized, following all the rules. Look what's going on in the U.S. with the rules. Now that people have to start their businesses, they're discovering that they can't.
Yeah, I'm with you, and I think that I think that there's a value to stability. There's value to knowing what the rules are because, at any point they can, if they make these rules and then they don't enforce them or people don't comply with them, then they can just come after you whenever they feel like. It's very difficult to sort of fight back against the government whenever they come after you. So it's a difficult situation. I understand why people want stability and they want written laws. At the same time, I can see value in places that they have more freedom by just sort of ignoring incompetent governments.
Yeah. And Gilbert, gracias por su llamada. And thanks for your thoughts again tonight. Let's go to Ed in Tennessee. Wants to talk about the shootings in Aurora. Ed, are you with us?
How y'all doing?
Good.
Pretty good, Ed.
What's on your mind?
Hey, I think what we should do is 90% of the talk in the press and everything should be on the victims of these shootings, not on this guy. That just everybody's showing his picture, what he did. But so mm-hmm. y'all know, Mark, I know last night it was a lot of misinformation. The dude just walked in the, he was dressed, with all the ballistic gear. He
yeah.
walks in the exit door to the movie thing. He sets off two smoke devices.
And how'd he get in the exit door?
He just walked in. It says here, enters an exit door.
Well, enters, I mean,
complex.
It's difficult. I mean, usually these exit doors should be closed.
Yeah.
I mean, why was it open? Did he go to the movie theater before this? And I mean, this was the premiere. How would he get out of that?
I also saw a report
that drove up. The witnesses say that It says here, look, he walked in so casually, said a witness, Jordan Cropter, 19 years old, a big Batman fan. He said the gunman, he walked in also. Look, here's what he said. Witness told police that Mr. Holmes said something to the effect, I am the Joker, according to federal law enforcement official. And he said his hair was either dyed or he had a wig on. But anyway,
I saw a report, Ed, that said he actually bought a ticket and then walked in. Was that not right?
No, not going by what I read.
Okay.
But
yeah,
anyway,
it's hard.
Back
it's
to what I was saying, what they should show more than anything, and I think y'all agree, are the victims and their families, not this guy. And then another thing, this is so rare, as you know, but this is just, you know, if it bleeds, it leads or whatever.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like they should take it as an opportunity to remind people about, you know, for me, and this is the thing that I always want to do, is look, the world's a deadly place. When none of us get out of here alive, you know, this tragedy happens to be a situation where a bunch of people died in one location, but there are people dying all the time, and it's all tragedies. This one isn't particularly preventable. But there are lots of preventable ones. Rather than getting all whipped up about the unpreventable tragedies, why don't we look at the preventable ones and do something about it?
Pretty neat. Hey, Mark, I was also going to mention you and Stephanie. I had my little notes here. It's kind of deterministic after all, isn't it?
What do you mean?
What is?
Determinism always confuses me.
These people had no, where's their freedom? So-called free will. You know, like I say, a lot of things are like they're just, I don't, determined.
Do you mean
it's already going to happen.
Do you mean James Holmes?
Yes. Well, the whole incident, it's sort of deterministic, you know, in against sort of like the
principle. I don't know what, I mean, Ed, you know, actually, Ed, I was thinking of you because often you call in, we'll talk about these famous killers that had terrible childhoods or maybe even things like brain tumors. And so there's no doubt that abuse can drive people crazy, but there's no obvious abuse, yeah, or certain genetic predispositions, you know, combined with certain things that happened to them or whatever.
Hey,
but
Stephanie,
I kind of wonder if he did have some brain abnormality because...
Well, sure.
Yeah.
Well, he would have to walk in there and shoot all these people. They said he walked in, like it says here, just as calm and then stood up.
Very dissociated.
Said, I'm the Joker, and then set off some smoke bombs and then started shooting, and they said he stopped once. And I think that was to reload, but
Ed, we're out of time for tonight. Thanks for your call tonight. We're out of time. Thanks for your call. This is Free Talk Live. We'll be back tomorrow night in 21 hours. FreeTalkLive.com. In the meantime, it's been Stephanie
and Mark.
And thanks for joining us. FreeTalkLive.com.
Hey, college students. The Independent Institute in Oakland, California is putting on the Challenge of Liberty seminar this summer. You can spend a week connecting with other liberty-minded students from around the world, attending seminars with libertarian luminaries, and grappling with pressing issues facing the world's economy and its people. Go to seminar.freetalklive.com. It's $195 for the class and $300 for the room and meals at the beautiful Notre Dame de Namur University in Belmont, California. Seminar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.